Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I mentioned this a second ago, Al, and we didn't get to it. I want to circle back to it real quick. That I know that you like anything that makes the Chargers look silly. So I want to.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that in my life.
Did you see the rule that they proposed?
I saw it kind of explain it to me. I was watching. Eckler wants out. That was kind of interesting. Eckler wants out of the Chargers. But to explain the rule
change. So they want a rule that said that a wild card team that has four wins more than a sub-500 division winner, that wild card team would get to host a playoff game. So basically, that you're looking at what they were last year, where they were not a division winner, but they won a bunch of games. They got into the playoffs. That they want to be able to host a playoff game in the event that where they would have to go, namely like a place like Jacksonville,
sure.
who's right around 500. If they're under 500, but they have four more wins, then they would get that game and move back to Los Angeles.
Okay, that sounds stupid, but I will tell you to play into the Chargers' advantage on that. I hate that Jacksonville did have home field.
First of all, it very rarely happens, and they oftentimes win.
Seahawks, wasn't it? There was a season Seahawks 7-9, something like that, along those lines. Why are we rewarding teams that have less of a record? I get the division part of it. I understand that portion of it. But I think the NBA does it perfect. Hey, the season's over. We've complained about this in baseball, that the Dodgers in some of their was it against Atlanta where they had a better record than the Braves, but they ended up having to play in Atlanta?
Yes, because they were the wild card team.
I think the NBA, which is not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, they just don't hold as much weight to the division.
No, there's none. There's really – it's.
Isn't that the right way to do it?
Well, I mean, if it were happening over and over and over again and good teams were repeatedly getting knocked out of the playoffs because they were at a disadvantage of having to go on the run. In football, it never happens. They just blew a 30-point lead, and this is not the time to propose a ridiculous
Chargers
rule change
look
like
stupid
that.
Doing it now, and they look stupid because it was their own personal predicament.
Right.
That's where it looks stupid. But the concept of – I'm not a fan of if you're 8-8, or I know now you can't do that. You're 8-9, or you're 9-8, and you're playing a squad that won 11 games or 10 games, yet you have home field.
For the Chargers, what home field advantage?
Right.
But also, I think we overestimate the importance of home field advantage. I think that it matters for certain teams in the playoffs. It's the Chiefs in Kansas City because it's really cold. It's the Bills. It's really cold. I guess New York teams. So where it's really cold, that makes a difference. If it's Jacksonville versus Los Angeles, what difference does it make where they play? And also, there's statistics that it doesn't really mean you're going to win a game or not. It's just the weather.
And proposing a rule change for something that almost, I think it's happened four times in the history of the NFL. The NFL's been around a long time where a sub-500 team ends up hosting a playoff game. It just doesn't happen very often.
But what does happen, the sub-500, you're right, that does not happen often. But would you be disappointed if tomorrow the NFL said, guys, we're just taking the top seven teams, we're ranking it 1-7?
Yeah, because I do think there's a back door. Because not to be under 500, but let's say being 9-8, you can win your division. Like, there's a scenario where the NFC West, if the Niners can't get their quarterback thing hammered out, right? Where let's say that Sam Darnold ends up taking a bunch of snaps for that team, they signed him yesterday. 9 wins could win that division. You know what I mean? And all of a sudden, that if it's just the top 7 teams and 9's not enough, you're not out. There's an escape hatch into the playoffs.
Division winner gets it. So in this case, that you're still getting a division winner from that division, but you're also not hosting. You're playing on the road because you didn't have as many wins as the other team. But the fact that was the Chargers, it's like, guys, don't do that.
The Lakers tonight and New Orleans, they're tied. They have the same record. They're right next to each other, 9-10 in the Western Conference.
33-35, both squads.
No Zion. Unlikely that we see Brandon Ingram. What's the official designation?
So his list is questionable.
Questionable?
I gotta be honest.
Questionables are usually no, right?
I think he plays.
You do think?
I think it's just big of a game. I wouldn't be surprised that he tries to give it a go. Put it this way, if he doesn't go tonight, then you just know that, okay, he can't go.
He misses a lot of time.
How many games has he played?
He misses a lot of time. And look, Zion is their most important player,
yeah.
But Brandon Ingram is their second most important player. Zion, we already know, misses all the time. And that your second most important guy is frequently – he had like a weird toe thing this year and missed a bunch of games along the way. Have you seen how many he's missed so far?
So he's played 31 games. So that means he's close to – you got to be close to about
35 out of 68. So yeah. That's less than half.
Yeah, and Zion's played 29 games.
Yeah, there you go.
By the way, and that's kind of funny that that's a perfect franchise. You know where they were at one point this year? They got all the way up to the number two seed. Zion went out. B.I.'s kind of been in and out of the lineup, so they've had a ton of injuries. You got to take advantage of this, right? Like if you're the Lakers, and I think there's certain games. I don't think all games. I know we could look at it and say, oh well, every game is it equates the same. You're not wrong, but there's also some games that can swing things. Also some games that. If the Lakers beat the Pelicans tonight, now they're 3-1 on the season series. So you basically just gained 2 games on the Pelicans because you have the tiebreaker. I think for the Lakers, it's more than just that. You and I kind of gone through a unique phase here of Lakers basketball over the last couple weeks where it's a lot of compliments. That doesn't mean they're playing perfect. That doesn't mean that they don't have their own mistakes. That doesn't mean AD can have a couple nights where, come on, AD. That doesn't mean that you might question something Darvin Ham might have done. They're 8-4 over 12 games. 8-4 since the NBA trade deadline. They're 8-4 with this new crew. They lost the last one to the New York Knicks. I kind of chalk that up as Knicks are 10 games over 500. They're a good basketball team. They're probably going to be a 4-5 seed somewhere around there in the Eastern Conference.
I agree with the Knicks thing with just one small addition. The fact that Jalen Brunson was not playing, I think there was an opportunity there for the Lakers to win a game against what you're talking about. A good team with a good record that's going to have a favorable playoff seeding, that their best or second best player was unavailable. It's like that little crack in the door. Those are the ones, again, we talked about it. It's going to come down to a game or two, right? They're either going to be in by a game or two or out by a game or two.
To play off of what you just said, you're not wrong. Jalen Brunson was out. By the way, they're playing a second of a back-to-back. They played against Saturday, or they played against the Clippers on Saturday the day before. But the Knicks played a good game. I didn't feel like the Lakers just let that one go. They were up 12 and they blew a lead. And a lot of their damage is obviously without Braun. So no Jalen, no Braun, and you kind of take a chance from there. But tonight seems different. Tonight is not, it's not one of those games if they lost tonight and you could just say, well, the Pelicans just played a really good game. You have real momentum. You're either going to go one way or the other. Because if they lose tonight, now you're back to 3 games below 500. It's not that much different of a conversation than we were having a week ago.
Kind of right where you were.
But if you win, and now, hey, you had one loss against the Knicks, but you came right back and you got a W against an important team, I feel like that momentum continues to build.
They win, and they're right back on the precipice of getting to 500 with Houston up next. Win tonight, and you get to 500 tomorrow night. They haven't been to 500 in forever. Lose tonight, and then the soonest you can get back to 500 is Sunday against Orlando. That's, you know.
It's if you win 3 in a row. And
it's the better. Another week has gone by off the schedule. Mm-hmm. Then after that, you get Phoenix, OKC. Okay, there's probably a split.
That's a tough week. Those are tough games.
So there's another week off the schedule, mm-hmm. and you're still at or just below 500. This is the game. They're going to beat Houston. I'd be really surprised if they didn't beat Houston. I'm knocking on wood right now. They're going to beat them.
Yeah.
You win tonight, you're a 500 basketball team for the first time since opening night. Okay, that's exciting.
Okay,
that's something to hang your hat on, considering you started with a 2-10.
Yeah,
it is a big deal to crawl your way out of that hole. They haven't crawled their way. They've gotten their hands on the ledge and about to pull themselves up a couple of times. They haven't done it. And if you don't win tonight, it's very unlikely that you can get back on there until towards the end of March. And now you're down to the last couple of games. 500 is the number. Get over it. You're almost guaranteed to be in. Stay below it. You're going to need a little help, and that's what they can't count on, is to get a little help.
Okay, do me a favor. Hit wood again on what you said about the Rockets.
They'll beat the Rockets.
So yesterday.
They'll beat the Rockets.
So yesterday. got the league pass on, so I'm looking at some of the scores. Because there were some games. Lakers moved up yesterday without even playing a game. Utah lost to Miami. I forget. Oh, Dallas lost again to Memphis. Okay. Rockets beat the Celtics, I want to say, by two at home. And I'm like... Of course. But
that's actually good news for the Lakers, right?
That they got one in?
That they got that weird one mm-hmm. in against a team that doesn't really affect the Lakers at all. Boston winning or losing doesn't affect the Lakers' playoff chances. It doesn't matter. The Rockets are in a – it doesn't matter if they win or lose. They're trying to get Wembanyama.
They celebrated like they just
– Sure, they did.
The biggest
They've
win.
Only won 16 games all year. They're lousy. They're not going to win two games in a week against good teams.
I'm going to go back to something we did a couple weeks ago. I haven't heard anything, so I don't know this. This is just my assumption on this. It's a back-to-back. AD didn't play in the last back-to-back. Okay, so I don't know what will happen for tomorrow, but I know in the last back-to-back they had, he didn't play, and he was 100% healthy.
Right.
So we'll worry about that tomorrow when you get a little bit closer to that. Tonight's game, this is I kind of... From what I've seen from this Lakers team over the, let's say, last 3 weeks, folks, I think they're going to come ready tonight.
I think
they'll kind of have that. They know the importance of the game. They know they're coming off a loss. They know that there is how big it is if they win specifically against the Pelicans because now you have that. I feel like they're going to have one of those games tonight. Now, that doesn't mean it's not going to be a tough game, this and that. But the only reason why I brought up the thing about the Rockets tomorrow, he didn't play in the last back-to-back. So I don't know if that has any effect. They have two more back-to-backs left. The last one was 2 weeks ago.
He's got to play both of these games. There's just not enough games left. He's got to play, especially against a crummy team like the Rockets. You got to beat that team. And if he doesn't, I will. You know, I'm not going to say I think differently. I already think what I think about that guy. But he needs to play in that game. That's an important game for them to win. And if he doesn't, I agree with what you're saying though about. Tonight, them coming out ready to play because it's changed. It's as simple as this. Until the trade deadline, when they went out and got these better players, specifically Russell, Beasley, Vanderbilt, and even a little bit with Rui.
Yeah.
But now they don't need help to beat somebody. They just need to play decently. And they don't have to play 10 out of 10. They just need to kind of be who they are, and they will beat a team like the New Orleans Pelicans. A month ago, that wasn't true. A month ago, they needed something weird to happen. Yep. They either needed to be a little better than you would expect, mm-hmm. or they needed their opponent to be a little worse than you would expect. They're just NBA competent now. They were not for the first two-thirds of the season.
I think
now they are.
I think there's also a lot of the teams that are around them, things are kind of taking care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the Pelicans are 3-7 in their last 10. Dallas, by the way, are 3-7 in their last 10, and they got Dallas coming up on Friday. Dallas is a half game in front. We could walk away from tonight where Lakers are tied for eighth place, right? And then you're also got a little bit of a cushion between where 8 and 10 is because you'll have beat the Pelicans. So they still got Oklahoma City this month. But by the time this week is done with some of the matchups that they have, man, it'd be so disappointing that they're still sitting here 2 games below .500 or 3 games. Or you almost feel like if you don't go 3-1 this week, New Orleans, Houston, Dallas and Orlando. What a missed opportunity if they don't go 3-1 this week.
Of course. I want to talk about the Mavericks. I want to talk about if they continue to come unraveled the way that they have. What does that mean for D'Angelo Russell here in town? That's next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
I mean, does Mason need all that vacation? No. Live Imaging Tuesday, Travis and Saliva. Speaking of Mace, in 2 hours, 2:15 p.m. today, don't miss it. I got a special bit for Mace because next week he is on a panel at the Big Barrett Sports Media Conference, him and John with Petros and Money.
There you go.
Could I just make a trade that day? Oh, no, I'm just kidding. Sorry. I digress. The ESPN LA Pickleball Madness Tournament in Found Valley is Saturday at Agape Pickleball Center, Miles Square Park. You're not going to want to miss this. It is going to be one of the events of the year. Okay, you talk about the Mandy's. You talk about All-Star Friday Night. This is right up there. This is the new one, the Pickleball Madness Tournament.
Do you think we're going to get like a little lift from the crowd, Slee? Like the adrenaline rush of playing under the lights or the sun or whatever it is and being surrounded by pickleball fans. Is that going to carry us through our opening round match?
The court that we're on is in the parking lot. So I don't think it's like off stage of
just
where
a piece
everybody
of tape.
Is.
There's not even a net. Just
adrenaline keeps me in the game, as the great Gavin Rossdale once said. Remember that song? That was like a 2002 jam.
Bush?
Back when I was listening to Rome on the radio.
Good show.
We're at a different location. They're like, no, they're fine. It's just Travis and Travis.
It's like the satellite location. It's offside.
I will give somebody a prize if they walk up to Travis and say, "What's up, Vance Mack?"
You pretend like that doesn't happen.
Yeah, the Travis and Sliwa bracket. The brackets are out. You can see them at ESPN Los Angeles. The Travis and Sliwa region. The bracket. The number one seed, Vic Van Exel. That's Travis and Slee. They're going up against the 16 seed, the El Diablos from Lakewood. Could be a tough one. Spicy and Kosher is leading the Sedano and Cap region. Of course, that is Sedano and Cappy. Other people in that bracket is the 5 seed, You People, which is Clinton Yates and producer Lindsay. And the 4 seed is Raza, and that is producer Laura, along with the great Beto Duran. Moving over to the Mason and Ireland region, the 1 seed, the Fighting TTs.
That's good. That's a great name.
That is Mace and his brother Brian. By the way, that's what they call Mace. TT,
right.
So that's the bit there. Also, the 4 seed in that bracket is Good Afternoon. That is producer Jorge and corporate Greg. Moving over to the
I want to play them, Slee.
Yeah, that's that.
Well,
be
you'd
a fun
have
match.
To get to the championship for that
well,
one.
Well,
so.
Maybe we can, like you said, there's an elimination court.
Yeah,
well,
there is the fun and games
out at 10:24.
Fun and games court seems like a more likely place for us to play each other.
Moving over to the ESPN LA friends and friends, the 4th bracket, 4th region, the 1 seed is the Soul Brothers of Doom. DeMarco Farr, Kirk Morrison, again, you're saying DeMarco is banged up?
Bad back.
The 5 seed in that region is Rams Tough. Rams Tough is Kurt Sandoval and J.B. Long. Kurt Sandoval, of course, the guy who lost the All-Star game, so who
but
knows?
With an unbelievable attempt crashing through the outfield wall trying to save that home run off
By the way,
Beto's
he's bringing
bat.
Our friends over at ABC 7 are going to come over with cameras, so who's going to try to get on TV? For
Mason.
Mason. Hey, guys, I'm Venice Mace. And the 4 seed is to be determined happy hour, and that is the Kamenetsky brothers, Andy and Brian. Are they any good? You played with them, right?
You played with AK,
yeah, AK
right?
was AK was holding his own. I didn't play with BK. So
Pickleball Madness, Saturday. Get to Fountain Valley at 9 a.m. You don't want to have a bad seed for this one. You want to have a good seed.
El Diablo, Slee. We got to get on those guys. We got to start focusing on that. I'm going to vision board this, Emily. I need a picture of the two devils. I'm going to put it above my bed before I go to bed at night. When I
got a board
first
at home,
thing
I'll bring it over.
I borrowed Slee's
I'll bring it over.
Board. I'm going to vision board El Diablos.
The vision board lie you told?
No, it's not,
just not
it's
a
not
necessary
a
lie.
It's not a lie. It's
you know
more...
when there's like necessary lies?
Okay.
Wasn't me.
Like, exactly.
When he
like,
initially
hey,
wanted...
Whoever's texting, that, I don't know who that is.
I saw your face. Wasn't me.
Wasn't me. I don't know why she's texting me.
When he initially asked for the definition of a vision board, I think I needed a little bit better of a definition of a vision board.
Well, the word board should have been a bit of a tip-off.
So I have a board, but it's not a... I guess it's not a vision board because I don't have pictures of stuff on it. I have stuff on it, but it's written, so it technically wouldn't be a vision board.
It's
then.
It's a goal. Literature board.
Yeah. It's a collage.
Is it like a dry erase?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Okay. Literally, goals, write them, weekly, gone. But it's not, I don't have photos of stuff on
it
there.
It's a to-do list.
Technically, it's not
By the way,
vision
is Lady Slee coming to the pickleball event?
I don't think she is.
No. She's not making
Are you
the,
bringing is no she's
Michael's
Susan's,
got a game that day, so
shocking.
Susan's going to watch Michael play baseball.
Oh, shocking.
I'm gonna miss it. It's devastating to me.
Oh man.
I love watching the boy play baseball. Right. You know that.
Yeah. Anyway, Travis and Sliwa.
Yeah. Chris does not share my enthusiasm for Michael's baseball
because
schedule.
All Travis does, hey man, when are we going to get out on the course?
That's not
I'm
true.
I'm there every Saturday.
I know.
So you're invited, but anybody's
so
invited.
Much longer that Michael's going to be playing baseball.
Thank you, Emily.
Oh, wow.
Thank you,
Emily, with another take today.
She'll take you down, bro.
Thank you for understanding the importance in my life that sharing my moments with my children are important.
I'm glad that my dad went to as many soccer games as he could for me, so I only played soccer for so long.
On the way down there, are you seasoning the baseballs? You're rubbing them down.
Oh, I wish they'd let me. I'd love to do that. Give me a little of that Mississippi mud. Start to rub it in there.
The game's at 11. You're there at 7 a.m. in the dugout.
Look, I'm not going to. Al, you're not super far off. I am very, very frequently the first one there.
And he's out there like, oh, it feels good today, guys. We're going to have a good game.
I'd sit there, wear my sunglasses.
Dad, everyone's in their cars. I'm just wait.
He checks the plate to see how they cleaned it up.
You guys aren't making me feel bad about that. I do like to criticize the umpires. You're not wrong about that.
Come on, Blue.
It's a balk.
Still bothers me. It was on our team, too, and it still bothered me that the guy didn't get it. No balks yesterday, Slee. It was a balk-free environment. Go, Dana. They won.
That's going to be me when I'm a dad just doing this. What's that parent doing? What do you mean, what am I doing? Yeah. That's three in the key.
There you go.
You don't call three in the key for eight-year-olds.
Hey, they'll learn.
Playing by the rules
No? They'll stay out of the key if you call.
That's a block.
Thank you, Taylor. Let's try a quick phone call here. Let's go to my neck of the woods, Ken in Orange County. Ken, you're on with Travis Slee.
By the way, it is raining hard here right now. So tonight's game to me is very important, and they really need to win this game. My problem is Malik Beasley. Last four games, he's 7 for 28. That's 25% from the field. On the year for the Lakers, he's 37%. Shouldn't Reeves be starting instead of Beasley, who's not a good defensive player also?
I'm okay with Beasley starting, but that doesn't mean Beasley's playing good basketball. He's not. The dude's a sniper, right? Sharpshooter. Hit some threes.
Yeah, he's not shooting well.
No, he's not shooting well at all. I mean, since he's been here with the Lakers, he had one game. Remember, he had seven threes in a game. Since then, it's like you take 10 shots to get 10 points.
Yeah, that's not
going to
do it.
You take eight threes and you're 2 of 8, something along those lines. But I don't
– But that kind of comes and goes for those guys too, right? They'll have a game
where
they
make – But it's supposed
to
come and go. It's too much the other way.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
But like you said, he had one game where he made seven. There's probably another game where he's going to make seven around the corner. Like if you shoot 40%, it doesn't mean you go 4 out of 10 every night. You can go 8 out of 10 one night, 2 out of 10 the next night. That's 40%.
Yep.
That's kind of how those guys –
But he's
Steph
basically
Curry,
got one
Clay
in 10
Thompson.
Games where he's had a night.
Don't get me wrong. He's not shooting the ball well. But if you are a good shooter, shots will start to go in. Mm-hmm. He is a good shooter. You know what I don't do? And maybe it's just, I don't know. The whole this guy should be starting, this guy should not.
He'll have a good night soon.
The idea of that is I would be so ridiculous to pretend that I know more about what fits well together than Darvin Ham does. He's with him every day. He sees how it works together. If he thinks that's the right – you're going to have to get it wrong a whole bunch of times before you're like, you need to do this. Malik Beasley's cold right now. Mm-hmm. Shooters go cold. I'm not changing that. I'm going to trust Darvin to put whatever starting lineup he thinks is best out there. And for the record, and I think that I know I'm not alone in this, the five guys at the end are far more important than the five guys at the beginning. The Michael Cooper never started for the Lakers. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they ever closed a game where he wasn't on the court. He was a part of that closing five. That's the lineup that's far more interesting to me.
I'm also not changing it because Austin Reeves is fantastic off the bench.
He's been
like
great.
It's great to have a player like that have off the bench. And if you want Beasley to get good looks, Beasley's going to get good looks when AD's on the floor and D'Angelo's on the floor, not when Dennis Schroeder's on the floor with, you know, a Wenyen and Gabriel. So that's your best chance of doing it.
Let's try another phone call. Let's go to Santa Barbara and Max. Max, you're on with Travis Slee. What's up, Max?
Fellow Gaucho.
Olé, brother.
Take really quick. I mean, Baylor, who knows? You know, I went to the Fullerton game that we lost by 15, and it was ugly, so I've seen the bad side. Carrick DeHart actually taught me how to shoot free throws 20 years ago.
Old school.
So born and raised over there, yeah. But what's your take? Do we have a chance at all? What do you think?
So here's the thing, Max. I've been, Esli, like I told you, I've been reading about the Aztecs. I've been reading about UVA, and I've been reading about the Gauchos. The Gauchos not only are getting some love, potentially beating Baylor here, they're getting a little love on a – like Seth Davis, who works for CBS, has the Gauchos into the Sweet 16.
Ooh.
Okay, so he does. What that means?
Second round matchup. If
it would be against. Well, their Sweet 16 matchup would be against Arizona. You'd have to look at and see who their next matchup
okay,
would
I'll
be.
Look.
But he has them going into the Sweet 16. What Baylor is not good at is playing slowly. Santa Barbara plays slowly. Mm. Santa Barbara shoots a very high percentage. They knock down about 40% of their threes. They don't take bad shots. They're, for a Big West team in particular, they're kind of big. Baylor is not. So they have some matchup things here. Baylor has a guy that's going to be a lottery pick. Baylor's got a guy, probably two or three guys are going to be NBA players.
Sure.
Santa Barbara does not. So if it just comes down to who's got better players,
talent, yeah.
If it comes down to our game plan's a little bit better than yours and we execute it well, yes, absolutely, Max, Santa Barbara can win that
game. Yeah, they won a national championship 2 years ago, but they would play either NC State or Creighton, whoever the winner of that would be.
Is that an 8-9?
They are a 6-11.
6-11. Okay.
If 14 beats 3, you should be automatically in the Sweet 16.
Just get a bye through the next round?
Do you think the Chargers are saying, well, Santa Barbara should have a home game if
a Big West team is a 14 seed and wins in Denver, Colorado, they
Chargers,
should automatically
please,
go
you
to
have
the
nothing
Sweet
to
16.
Do with this.
It's kind of
it's
loser talk.
March Madness.
They've got a shot, right?
That's a good breakdown. I like that.
This is not a, hey, listen, you know, they got to just hope that they pull a peacock,
right?
And they just get super hot at the right moment. They've got the player of the year in their conference, A.J. Mm-hmm. Mitchell. They've got a big body. They've got a team that shoots pretty well. They've got a coach that has them play a very specific style. They're kind of deliberate. They knock down threes at a pretty high rate.
There's always a Cinderella.
There's always a Cinderella.
But you said Seth Davis was the one that put to have 16. Somebody actually say, no, in my bracket, I'm picking Santa Barbara to go to the Sweet 16, that's big time.
Yeah,
everybody who isn't like Tony Bennett, that's the coach of the UVA team, who aren't disciples of him, are picking UVA to not make it very far. So I'm feeling not so great right now.
Almost everything I've read has San Diego State beating UVA.
Well, who knows?
Who knows?
We'll see.
Who knows? I would like you guys to play each other. I'd like to see.
And I want to do a bet,
one of her moods.
It's going to happen. I think we need to do a bet.
I want you in one of your moments where your Pandora slash.
So that game would be on Saturday.
Yeah.
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 Well,
maybe it's pickleball.
Yeah.
So I think, someone
yesterday.
She's
going to be throwing things. She's going to throw her pickleball paddle at us.
Probably. I was
at you. I have nothing to do with it.
Just by association. You're on my team.
Someone needs to buy me or give me a beer or something like that, to console me. But I
wear
think.
A helmet
look,
to the
Emily,
game.
If you get in a couple of beers and you get your
helmet.
Yeah,
I don't know if that helps.
I'll take care of it. You can drink on my dime.
Some
I will
people,
take care of it.
Some people drink and get even more upset.
But Al, someone suggested that we do the loser has to wear on Monday the winner's school's colors in their face,
face paint
on their face.
That's a lot.
I would 100% do that. I would put San Diego State colors on my face. So I don't know about you, Al.
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
I can bring makeup removers.
I don't see Slee taking a face paint.
that's an aggressive
loss. Very
loss.
Aggressive one.
I like it.
Emily signed off
jersey.
On it.
Bring your she's much more
willing to try things.
Yeah, much more happy.
That would be good. Like either one of you guys. And by the way, since Taylor is Team San Diego State now, if Virginia wins, you should have to do it too.
No, I'll paint the faces. I'll paint the face.
Oh, you're a face painter.
Yeah. I'll take that.
I was going to say Taylor immediately is out of the San Diego State.
I want to get drilled down on this a little bit. You know how to paint somebody's face? Have you done this before?
Yeah, I can learn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Watch a YouTube.
What kind of paint do you use?
That's all you need.
Okay, so
there's special face
nail
paint,
polish.
Right?
I just use a roller.
Nail polish.
You can go to
Krylon spray. Get Johnny Bench to do half your face.
Is Michael still around the arts and crafts store? Do they have face paint?
Yes, Michael's does exist. Yes.
I haven't been in there since I was 11
years old. I've had to use face paint in the past, and I think it's. I got stuff that we can do. So I have the products that we can get where you can wipe it off easily. You won't be able to see it later. We can just do it for the duration of the show. And
yeah, sure. Go ahead.
It'd be good for social.
Yeah, we'll do it. Do it.
I'm rooting. If this is the bet and we get the first round that we need to have, I want Emily to have to do it more than I want you to have to do it. I think that would be fantastic.
I think it'd be great.
You
too.
In red and black.
The rivalry of Virginia.
By the way, Taylor,
State
give
grows.
Her like a three panel. Give her like white down the middle, red on one side, black on the other.
I like we're talking to Taylor. I'll use Van Gogh. He just said he has to learn how to do it.
That's okay. It doesn't have to be great. He could be the guy that does it. All right, we're doing it. D'Angelo Russell, Kyrie Irving. who you want next year. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
25 minutes away. That's not right. 20 minutes away.
20 minutes.
From Super Crosstalk, Mason and Andy Kamenetsky sitting in for John. They just never do the show together anymore. Mason and Ireland, right? That's just the bit.
I haven't seen him in a while.
Well, last week. No, 2 weeks
last
ago.
Last week, Mace was off all week.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago they did a little bit of it.
Little
2 days. By the way, don't miss it. 2:15 p.m. today, I got a special bit for Mace on a Live Imaging Tuesday. It will be
Hey, Mace. Hey, Mace.
Oh, they'll do their show Thursday. Thursday in...
At Yamava. Yeah, and we're getting John out on a remote.
Speaking of Yamava, we are taking over the Yamava Resort and Casino's latest amenity, the 909 Sports Bar, for a tournament tip-off watch party. It is this Thursday. We're broadcasting live starting at 10 all the way to 7. That's all three shows, me and Slee, Mason and Ireland, Sedano and Cap, and a meet and greet from UCLA great Baron Davis from 4 until 6. The Bruins tip off at 7 o'clock that very same night. Wall-to-wall LEDs, 150-plus screens, 32 craft beers. It's the perfect place to watch all the college basketball action. Plus, we'll be giving away prizes and autographed memorabilia. Must be 21 and please gamble responsibly.
Plus, we got our Islands Papa Shot giveaway all week long. You scored Islands gift cards yesterday. We're going to find out who wins that $500 Islands gift card. Islands, they're burgers, right? Islands has been around for 40 years, almost as long as Mason and Ireland. Two burgers have been on the menu for those 40 years. Most popular are the Big Wave with cheese and the Hawaiian burger with fresh pineapple and teriyaki sauce. Islands, for locations and directions, islandsrestaurants.com.
The Big Wave, Slee. It's where it's at.
You know, I'm a wedge guy. I like the BLT. Onion rings?
Their
onion rings are quality. Well, yes, go to Islands.
Yes, they are.
Mason killing it over there. Look at him in the Papa Shot.
Well, killing it by breaking the machine, maybe. Look at him. But killing it as far as putting it in the basket.
Could I tell you my exact...
I like how he's got this new schoolboy haircut.
Look, my vantage point is bronze in the way. So all I see is that he's shooting, but I have no idea if he went in or not.
There's one. There's two in a row. Okay. He's made a couple. Now we're back to missing them all.
You know how yesterday I just kind of walked up to pickleball?
I draw Mason in the first round of Papa Shot. That's my best chance.
You know, I walked in just pickleball, just pick up pickleball. Today, because I have some time... Today, because I have some time between now and the pregame, I'm just going to spend an hour over here just working on my game.
By the way, if you missed the first segment, Slee yesterday is so committed to Saturday's Pickleball Madness tournament, played pickup pickleball, showed up by himself.
Yep.
All by myself, as someone once said. With your custom paddle.
With my custom paddle.
And played with strangers. Yep. Now, how did that break out? Was there like, hey, man, hit us up sometime. You want to come out here? Like, did you exchange
trade
info?
Numbers?
Yeah.
We didn't, but I got a lot of oh, there's a lot of touching paddles.
Is there? You got to be careful when you do
that. Pickleball equivalent of
You haven't played. No, it is the pickleball equivalent of high five. You haven't played doubles yet.
Is it really the equivalent of high five?
Yes.
You know what? When we're on the golf course, we don't tap nine irons. Okay.
I'm telling you.
Come on, man.
We are now.
I'm telling you.
We're happening now.
Hey, man, let's tap putters, okay?
I was following. They would just stick out the paddle, and I'd be like, sounds good. I guess I also stick out the paddle.
Come on. Where's a paddle? Is there a paddle in here?
Yeah, there's right here.
Well, mine, but we need another one.
Doing. Where are those whammo ones we used to have? The ones that they stopped
that was a great shot.
Slides for.
And then I started initiating it.
Bam.
I want to, DeAndre from the Funny Games Department, I'm going to bring a paddle in here because I want to, this will be a good highlight for the Mandy's too, us tapping paddles.
Yeah, I did the, you know, you said, how did it work out? I don't know. I was just walking in and somebody's teams up with me.
So
we just score right now, okay? Right. You had a beautiful shot down the line.
And then we just go.
Okay, well, hold on. Oh. Just hold on.
I'm excited.
I know you are. He's reaching. Now it's like other people are looking. You hit a shot right down the line. Yeah. And now the score is 1-2-1. To make up
three
a score,
love,
right?
Three love.
I look at you and I say, Chris, great shot.
Oh, yeah, bro.
That happened a lot.
Let's do it. Can we do a double tap?
No. Nobody double tapped. Not one person double tapped.
I'm deferring to Al here. Hey, no, you're the one out on the court. You're
the
one
time.
Doing it. Look,
we should have a handshake. We should have every time we score, we should do like the long handshakes that every NBA
like
player has.
Like in volleyball, they do it, right? Like they have a lot of handshakes every time.
There's a few. Yeah, it's not zero. You're right about that. We should get a handshake.
Rouse, you know it would be awesome if you play.
Well, I'm not. I'm injured. Look at my finger.
But you could still play.
I aggravated it again.
Use your left hand. You're a southpaw. What would be awesome is every time you scored, you'd put one leg on the net. And you would do your pony. Genuine
I don't
pony.
I don't think
that'd be amazing. That'd be amazing.
Tap me with the paddle.
The net's a little higher than this table. You sure you want to try that?
I can't get up there.
Yeah, you got
to hold him up.
Think, like, another, get just a second, guys.
And is four it reinforced or 6 inches? Either?
It's not reinforced.
Take it easy.
It's a
good
net.
Point. It's not
net.
Reinforced.
Did
I mean,
you
the whole thing could just collapse.
Or something this morning. You're just throwing haymakers in there.
That's like the 10th headshot she's gone with. She's going right for the white meat, as we said.
Mace was. Oh, in a full interview.
Yeah. Well,
like a post game
show.
Well,
he did TV on Friday night, you know.
Post game show over there. All right, so we got a lot. That was awful.
That looked terrible.
That was awful. Yeah, it was awful.
Like, you know how it looks weird when people miss a high five and they try to redo it? That was the pickleball equivalent
Not
of that.
Not one person high fived in the 2 weeks that I've been playing or a week and a half. Everybody's paddle.
Yeah.
Paddle.
Big E just tweeted at us. He said you can hear the fear in Trav's voice that Saturday's finally here. Like, we're actually going to do this. That's basically what it
is.
Yeah,
but when you're sitting at that beer garden and you're not paying attention to it, you're going to be like, yeah, that was pretty fun.
I lost it right here. But my buddy Darb, who I've been training with, he goes, Trav, I've seen you play pickleball. My money's on the 16th seed. So, yeah, it's not a game for me. It's I'm going to have fun where I'm going to here's what I can promise you. Okay? This is my promise to you, Alan Sliwa.
Okay.
I'm going to try. I'm going to try right up until it gets to the point where I know I can't win and then I'll quit.
Like can I give
you
not,
there is no try.
That's right.
How long ago did we announce that we're going to do this tournament? 3 months ago, 2 months ago, whatever it was,
yeah, something like that.
I'm going to tell you how our conversation has progressed over these, let's just call it 3 months. In the beginning, you were like, hey, Al, we can't lose early on. Like, you didn't want to lose in the first round. You wanted to win a match.
Correct.
Okay?
Still do.
And then you also didn't want to, you know, it was kind of like, we can't look stupid out there. And it's like, yeah, sounds good. Fair enough.
Yep.
And then you got out there and I think you started playing with one of your buddies and you said, look, got an hour in. You need to start practicing. So now you're kind of pointing the finger at me.
Yes.
And as we've progressed, you went from...
Can I interrupt you really quick?
Yeah.
Mason just airballed a Papa shot. like a good solid 2 feet to the... There's another one. That's another airball.
That's a couple in a row there.
Yeah. There's a bank shot. But anyway, he missed two in a row with airballs. Anyway, so yes, I was
you
kind of
just
putting
progressed
it on you.
In a different way.
Well, the problem is usually when I pick up a game, right, and I'm a pickleball novice, I am reasonably coordinated when it comes to things like this. Okay,
I think we're both kind of the same at that part of it, which is why I think we can hang.
Every single time I've played, I was worse than the time before. I'm trending in the wrong direction. Like if I were getting a little bit better. Like, okay, we'll see what it is. But if I started on a scale of 1 to 10, if I started as a 4, I'm at like a 1.9 right now. I'm not all the way down, but it's low. It's very, very low. Let's try a quick phone call here. Newport Beach and Jeff. Jeff, you're on with Trav and Slee. What's up, Jeff?
Hi, guys. Hey, all I was saying is, Trav, yes, I'm a pickleball teacher. I teach pickleball.
Okay.
After you hit a good shot, you do tap paddles with your partner. Now, you don't do it on every shot. If you had a good shot, you
save
tap
for the good ones.
Paddle, nice shot, and you walk back and you serve or you receive. But there's no, we never have high fives. No one takes, because they don't take your hand off your paddle fast enough to do that. And the game moves too fast to, you know, move back and forth, the high five, yay, yay. It's just tap your paddle, move along, and when a match is over, generally people go to the net and they tap paddles. They don't shake hands.
Everybody.
You know? High five! It is tap paddle. So what Slee was saying was correct. It doesn't happen.
Well, and I'm not. I don't even know if I'm correct or not. That's just what happened every time.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
They would just a paddle. Hey, great shot! And they throw up their paddle. And what am I going to do with my fist? Like, hey, thanks, man.
I'm looking at you like you're a veteran at this. You've played more than when you said it, it made perfect sense. Jeff, who is a pickleball coach, is saying Slee's analysis on this is spot on. If you want to tap paddles, I'll tap paddles with you. I'm going to wait for you to initiate. I don't know when to do it. I don't know if it's like an NBA thing. Like the thing that drives me crazy, guy misses a free throw and they all go dap him up. What for what? He just missed. It's like the Canadians going over and dapping up that kid last
night.
That's
my bad. Is it?
Lit up.
We know it's your bad.
Yeah, I know. I saw you drop it.
You just threw a churn over like no tomorrow.
Yeah.
But the end of the match, that's when there's a lot of paddle noise.
End of the match.
Because everybody comes together and now I got to give – this person, that person, and I don't know if we need to give each other paddle. We've already been doing it. We're just giving paddle bumps to the other team.
Well, it's like after, you know, like a round of golf, you shake hands and you do all those sorts of things. I'm following your lead. You're the team captain of Thick Van Exel. I am just along for the ride. You're in charge of this whole thing. The Dump is coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Yes, indeed. A live imaging Tuesday. Travis and Sue. Usually I let you guys do the Dump, but yeah. We were in the other room. And producer Emily dropped a certain line on us. I said, we got to talk about this. Do you want to repeat the line?
Okay, so I made bagels from scratch.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that the other day.
But is that something you hear often?
No.
Oh, yeah, on a Monday night, I was making bagels from scratch.
Not typically.
I wanted bagels for the week, and I didn't want to purchase them. I'm trying to save a little bit of money, and so I think, okay, if I can make this.
Making them from scratch sounds a lot more expensive. Am I wrong?
It's really not. Okay. So the yeast is really cheap, and then you get a bunch of flour, and it lasts you a long time. And
what's the market on yeast these days?
Yeah, do we have yeast inflation?
It's like less than a dollar. Like, it's like 69 cents, something like that. And then, a pack of, like a huge bag of flour is like maybe $6, $7, depending on where you get it. And so it's really cost effective. And again, I was making individual bagels. I was not making bagel sandwiches. And my critical error last night. So the first time I made it, I think I made the bagels a little too small. And I didn't bake them for long enough. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to try it again. This is my second time. I did all the steps I thought right, and then I forgot to boil them first, and so it took a really long time to bake, and they're they're a little dry. So I'm gonna try it again, and hopefully the third time's the charm.
Put them on your vision board.
Yeah, I'll put bagels on my vision board. Just bagels.
Now, are they just a normal bagel? You put some sesame seeds on
it? I have a board. If anybody needs it.
You're a liar. Okay. Would lie about a vision board? I don't understand.
I have a board. It wasn't vision
on it.
It's
got a grocery list on it.
Yeah. I made garlic.
Take rookie out.
Walk dog.
Pay spectrum.
Get bread. Pay spectrum.
I made garlic bagels.
Take out
I made
trash
onion
on
bagels. And I made
what a vision.
Bagels.
Very nice, Em.
You said you were going to bring me some.
Well, Paul Perez.
I'm not going to bring this one because it's a bad batch, because they're really dry. I would have brought it if they weren't a bad batch, but I'm probably going to still eat them, but they're not presentation ready.
Toasted with a little lox and cream cheese, if you don't mind, by the time I'll be back.
She has a deal with Gelson's. Every local Gelson's is going
to
be selling
the sand.
Y'all, like, if you toast
it. On the pier trying to reel in a salmon.
A good bagel doesn't need to be toasted. A good bagel shouldn't be toasted, and hopefully my bagels are good enough. It should not be toasted.
Well, you're right on that, but it's still enjoyable.
Yes.
A light toast, not a dark toast.
And if they're perfectly fresh, you are 100% right. Very hard to find them perfectly
fresh. Are you making the cream cheese, too?
She's churning.
Cream cheese is expensive.
I did buy whipped cream cheese. But that's
the Philadelphia?
I got the Sprouts brand.
Oh, that's nice. I have had the Sprouts brand.
The whipped is good, but you get less.
It's texture. It's best for a bagel.
I agree.
It's whipped.
It is. It's airy. It's light.
It's airy. Yes.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Making bagels.
You put some red onion on there, a thinly sliced tomato. Oh.
What about some caper? Want some caper on that?
Bam! Pepper. Bam! Now, that's a Sunday morning treat.
But Travis, when you get to the first item on your Dump list, you're really excited about.
This is where I know I at least, for whatever happens in my radio career, I guess we're nearly 30 years into this, but I have created, if nothing else, a very specific lane for me in the sports talk radio world. When stuff happens to Lindsay Lohan, people send me updates. Lindsay Lohan is expecting a child. She is pregnant and with her husband, Bader Shammas. I don't know if I could be saying that wrong. Yeah, Shammas. But Lindsay Lohan, who I am a huge fan of and expect big things in the second half of her acting career, is going to be expecting her first child. Your favorite Lindsay Lohan movie is what, Slee?
What is the one that everybody, is it Mean Girls? Is that the one?
Okay, it's the right answer.
Yeah, that's the best
one. Stop trying to make Fetch a thing. Fetch is not going to happen, Slee.
I cannot wait until Lindsay Lohan gets her Oscar so that the Freaky Friday has two Oscar winners, because Jamie Lee Curtis and maybe Lindsay Lohan if she gets the right role.
Are you a Lindsay Lohan fan?
I love Freaky Friday, and I love Mean Girls. Yeah. So it's got me with those. Oh, and Herbie Fully Loaded.
Herbie Fully Loaded was a turning point.
Oh,
Was it you and John that both love?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I have a poster of Parent Trap in my home, a large poster.
I've never seen that. I was less interested in her at that point in her life.
Well, yes, I would hope so.
Yeah. Well, I just that's
for the
not,
reasons you like her.
That's
now.
Not my movie, right? Like the other one, Mean Girls, and after that, what's the one that weird one she made with the porn star, the Canyons?
Yes.
Did you ever see that?
You guys have seen
No, I don't need to see
movies.
That, and I don't want to see that.
Okay, but you're right, and I'm not. So, if you enjoy the exercise of watching a truly terrible movie, it's a fun watch.
Okay,
it's one of those. It's like they really like made this. Like this is something that they created on purpose. It's that level of bad.
Like that sell. If you really like an awful movie,
you know what I mean.
But
like there's
no,
some movies that are so bad
you won't
like,
turn it off
amazing.
Because you're like this is awful.
Anaconda might be the best example of that ever, where you have like
Snakes
Ice
plane,
Cube and.
The Room.
Who's the guy? John Voight and J-Lo. Like, they have real actors in this movie. And it's like, there's this snake that looks like it was made by the art department at Arcadia High School. It's like, this can't be the thing that is anchoring your movie together. Some other birthdays today. Steph Curry turns 35. You see him kind of running his mouth at Chris Paul last night? This isn't 2014 anymore. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yep. By the way, Steph, 35 years old. Does that sound... When I saw that, I don't know if all these guys' ages. 35's he's up there.
It's not a young man,
right?
It's not a young athlete.
It's like, damn, Steph's 35.
Yeah, that feels right. You know what I mean? Like sometimes there's guys like Anthony Davis.
Guys won four championships. You know, I almost like forget.
Anthony Davis, like in my mind, is 35. He's not even 30.
No, or he just turned 30.
Draymond feels 46. And he's kind of in the same era. Like some guys feel older or younger where they are. Luka feels like he's 19 and he's 23 or 4 or whatever it is. Steph feels 35 to me. He feels like
Steph
it's on
Curry.
The move. Pretty good player. Changed basketball. Three people have changed basketball. He's one of them.
Yeah, you can't argue. You can't argue that. Everybody, what do they say? Yeah, I love when people say, oh, you know, he's killed the game because now everybody wants to take 35 foot. The whole NBA is like, sounds good.
It changed basketball. Mm-hmm. There's basketball before or after Wilt. There's basketball before or after Magic. And there's basketball before and after Steph Curry. Everyone else was similar to someone else. Those guys changed the entire way that it's played. It's pretty good legacy to have. Albert Einstein would have been 140 years old today. He was born in 1879. Today would have been his 144th, Slee.
Happy birthday, Mr. Einstein.
And he's best known for, or not best known, but he is known around college campuses for the tongue out of the tongue picture where he sticks his tongue out. Like almost everybody, it's one of those things where when I was in college, people had the Pulp Fiction poster and then people had the Albert Einstein
poster.
Funny.
That poster and nuclear weapons. Those are the two things that you think of with Albert
and
Einstein.
There's going to be a new movie coming out in July called Oppenheimer about the creation of the atomic bomb. And so I think maybe there's going to be an Einstein in that. Who knows?
Probably, right?
Probably.
Would make sense. And Enrico Fermi. Don't ask me why I know that, but those were the Manhattan Project guys along the way. It's National Pi Day, 3.14. How far can you go, Slee, with pi?
How far can I go?
Here's 3.14159, and then I'm out. That's all I got.
Yeah, I stop at
3.14.
3.14.
Yeah, that's it.
My limit was 3.14159 as well because I think it was in a show and they had
is that
a
what
song
it was?
With it, and that's why I know it.
That makes some sense. Happy birthday to Billy Crystal, 75 years old today. You a Billy Crystal fan, Mace?
Yes, I absolutely am. I like everything about him except that he loves the Clippers.
He's a Clipper fan.
Loves the
you
Clippers.
You a Billy Crystal fan, Andy?
Yeah, he was good back in the day.
I mean, well he had his moment.
I mean, I'm not necessarily looking to rush to the theater to see the next Billy Crystal vehicle, but you know, City Slickers
part Ocho.
Yes,
City Slickers is very funny. When Harry Met Sally is one of the best romantic comedies ever. Great on Soap.
He was good on Soap. He was good on Soap.
And remember the Rabbit Test? He played a man that was made pregnant.
Directed by. Joan Rivers.
Yeah.
Oh the Rabbit
yes.
Test?
Yes. I knew this.
Directed
yes.
by Joan
Wait,
Rivers.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know this. He becomes pregnant
yes,
in the movie?
Yes, it was the precursor to Junior, the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. Remember
okay.
Arnold gets pregnant?
Joan Rivers
yes.
is a director?
Yeah. first and only movie, I think.
How quick are you going to go leave the studio and go see this movie?
I'm going to observe the day that Lindsay is pregnant. So I got to rewatch Mean Girls. Probably take a spin through the canyons just to refresh my memory of how bad that actually was.
Lindsay Lohan is pregnant?
Yeah. She is.
Wow, congratulations to her.
Yes, she and her husband are expecting.
Is she totally like normal now?
I don't.
You know what's funny?
I mean, no.
When I saw the news about that, my first reaction was, wow, you know, she is at an age I thought were, you know, good for her, but that can be a little bit risky, you know, just medically.
How old is she?
I thought she was like 42 or 43.
She's 35.
She's 36.
36, oh, wow. Yeah.
And it's just
she's
kind of
only lived 36, a life. Wow.
She's lived a life and she's been around like in our consciousness for so long. Mm. I forgot just how long she had been in our country.
Well, she's been famous since she was, what, 12 or 13?
Oh, yeah.
I used to live over in, right in Santa Monica, right in Venice. And she actually got busted for a DUI driving by the police station on 3rd Street.
Oh, my God.
Maybe it was on her way to wherever she was going.
Exactly.
What are you going to do? A little super crosstalk right now. John is in New Orleans getting ready for the Lakers and the Pelicans tonight. Andy is here John.
Mace was getting ready for the game, too. So here's my angle.
Yes.
The form looked great.
It was totally credible.
The only problem was LeBron was blocking whatever, if the ball went in or if it didn't
56.
Go in.
I had 56.
Trav was saying it didn't look as good from his angle.
I was not blocked by LeBron. No. I saw everything. Yeah, I saw the whole thing.
I think it was 19 is what I finished with. That's not bad.
That's not bad.
I apparently beat Ireland.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I don't normally beat him in things, but...
I'm terrible at that game. I'm not good at it. Slee knows the rules. He was already throwing shade at the owner of the company.
The owner of...
I threw a little... because
Sam?
Chris came in here and said that Craig got like 80-something.
Did he really?
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
But then I had to then say, but if you get... I think in the final 10 seconds, if you hit X amount of shots, you get an additional
extra 10 or 15 seconds. Right.
We didn't get that additional time.
Well, because you didn't score enough to get the extra time.
No. Carlo had said it's just 30 seconds. So that we're just going to play 30 no matter what. 30 seconds
no
matter
I was,
what.
I was going to get bonus time.
You were getting
time,
additional
but
time?
But I did not get bonus time.
Well,
I didn't score
time.
Enough to get bonus time.
Basically, I risked my career just to point out that Craig didn't get 80 the same way we got our scores.
When you play Craig as, you know, like the boss, is it like when you play against an authoritarian leader in a sport where
Putin plays hockey?
He wins no matter what.
They win no matter what. The scoring changes depending on where you are in the clock. Yeah,
that is awesome.
Mr. Pacquiao, you're an incredible basketball player.
So, Sliwa, it's a board, okay? Mm-hmm. It's not just in your head. It's actually a vision board. Yeah. Where you cut things out and you stick them on the vision board. It's not the same thing as
I don't
what
have
you're
one of
thinking.
Those. Yeah, I don't have one of those.
I used to have them all the time. I always thought, yeah.
You're a vision board guy.
I am a big vision board.
What's been on your vision board previously?
I usually put values on there.
Okay.
So kindness is one of the things. Integrity.
Okay.
Those are things. I have the number 190. Which is my target weight.
Okay.
Because I'm going to get there. I envision that happening. But I don't have one. I should do a vision board. Slee, you should do a vision board.
Okay, so my definition, when Trav right out the gate said, explain to me a vision board, I was like, oh, no, I already got it. I already know what it is. I basically have a board, but it's not a vision board. It's a, okay, here are the
it's
goals.
It's a list of goals.
Oh, well, goals. And is it an actual board?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you do have a vision board.
But it's not photos of things. If it's kind of from that description of, okay, here's a photo of Rome. I want to go to Rome in the next year. Here's my vision board.
Is that actually there?
No, that's not.
You just made that up.
I just made like some kind of destination.
So you just made up a thing that you claim is on your vision board that you don't actually have a vision for?
Well, no, that's not.
Why not
on there?
Say what's
I'm
really
using
on
that
your
as
vision
an example.
Board.
Alan's vision board is just goals for the Lakers.
Yeah.
AD playing back to backs.
It's all just LeBron's return, Beasley getting his 3-point shot.
No, it says 3-1 this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, your vision board is very week to week, right? It's more of a short-term
vision. Schedule.
Short-term visions by Alan Sliwa. 3-1 this week.
None of them include my own personal goals.
Yes.
Darvin Ham improves final 30 seconds of a game.
That, by the way, it's a good one.
Yeah, that is a good one.
That's
Try
a very
that one
good
out.
One. Andy, you don't strike me as a vision board guy. Am I wrong?
No, I do not have a vision board. I had never heard of a vision board till just now. But I'm not against the
Seriously,
idea.
Seriously, just now?
Never heard of it before.
Like, I've always seen people like kind of stick pictures in their mirror.
Yeah,
like
if right. You,
like, I think I used this line earlier, but Rocky in Rocky III, mm-hmm. when he was training with Apollo Creed,
yep.
had pictures of Clubber Lang in his mirror. Like,
right.
he wanted to go and beat Clubber Lang, so he would stare at him every day.
I believe he had a photo of Apollo in Rocky I in his
mirror. You're right.
Yeah.
He's an early adopter.
He's a vision mirror guy, if right. nothing else. I'm not a. By the way, I want to make it clear.
Are you anti-vision board? What
not,
do you have against vision boards?
I am not making. Am I ruining vision. Our chance of getting a vision board sponsor?
Yeah, no. We have. Brought to you by Bausch and Lomb.
Is like a big. Is a big vision board sponsor part of the pickleball?
Yeah, it was.
Am I ruining
it?
It
was.
3M is the people we need.
It no longer is.
Yeah. Dry erase
no,
boards.
I think look, whatever it takes for you to make your goals a reality, or at least give you the inspiration to do it, more power to you.
Are you a big believer in The Secret?
What is The Secret?
You know what The Secret is?
By the way, Mace, I don't know what it is about that, but there's something to
I
that.
Think there is too, man. You believe it?
Yes.
It becomes
your
reality.
Put it out in the universe that I'll make some up. I want to drive a Mercedes.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. And you keep telling yourself, I want to drive a Mercedes. You put out opportunities will avail themselves to you.
Or you might find a way yes. to say, all right, that
but
has become realistic.
But you have to speak it out loud and put it out
right.
there.
See,
and
that's
it comes
my problem
back.
Is I'm the reverse of it. It's not so much that I don't believe in the power of speaking into existence. I am very afraid of speaking it into jinxing. So I get very afraid
you
to say anything
oh, you
out
There goes a Mercedes partnership.
Yeah. Sliwa, secret a win tonight.
Secret.
Right, no, to secret is a verb.
Oh, that wouldn't be secrete? That's something different.
Yeah. No, to secret it is to manifest it.
Yes. I just made that up.
Secrete is, yes. that sounds yeah. gross.
Really made that up. It's not secrete. You're not far off for this.
You guys looked at the brackets?
Tonight.
I've heard about him. I've not actually looked at him.
So, Team Thick Van Exel, we are the number one seed in the Travis Lee bracket.
Based on nothing
well
to
earned.
Earn a number
well
one
earned.
Seed.
Well, we've earned it by the virtue of having a show on
of
this
working
radio station.
Here.
Yes.
Right? We're taking on the El Diablos in the first round, which is a team of Roth Mendoza and Ben Rubin, who are our first
Have you
round
seen
opponents.
Him play?
We
no.
have not, but Roth came on the show with us earlier today,
mm-hmm. yep.
and he said that we're, quote,
easy money.
Yeah. Is there tape on him?
I don't know, but they
not tape on
says
us,
he's been playing for over a year.
Oh.
He says that he plays multiple times a month.
Yikes.
And so I don't love the chances of Team Thick Van Exel
DOA.
Getting out of the
DOA.
First
DOA.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we should disqualify them right out the gate, and we should go to round two.
Here's what I want to know. How did Andy and Brian Kamenetsky become a four seed? Like, what have you done to become a four seed?
Sleeping giant, baby.
Yeah, sleeping giant. How'd they get to
be
a four seed?
I like the idea that we're being underestimated. I am fully fine with the idea of nobody thinking that we can make a little bit of noise in this tournament. Good with it.
Because you've played...
Once,
right.
Played once.
You could draw an ESPN LA team in the second round if, in fact, you get out of... You have...
We are TBD happy hour.
You're playing... It's just printed very small. Roshan team, hashtag Roshan team. That's mm-hmm. your opening round match.
Okay.
But you'll get JB and Kurt Sandoval in the second
That's
round.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you can get
okay.
them.
We're done there.
Nice.
We're done. I've heard Sandoval's really
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I'm sure Sandoval's good.
And JB strikes me as somebody.
He's very long.
He's long.
He's very long.
He's fit.
Yeah, he's very fit.
Yeah. So
that's the scouting report right now.
Long and fit.
Yeah,
long.
I have honestly two goals. A, don't get hurt.
Yeah.
I think
yep.
Mace,
no,
Travis.
I'll take
you can
care
understand.
Of that for you.
Yes.
And
that's
secondly,
my department.
Don't embarrass myself. And I actually think I can pull that off. Alan, we played. I could hit.
No,
that
you held
fun.
Your own.
You'll have to ask Morales this, but Beto sent Chris some odds on the odds for each team making it the furthest.
Oh,
and
really?
I don't know if there's prop bets on there or not, but you. Having some sort of calamity should be a
is,
prop bet.
Is a prop bet?
It should be. If it's not,
what are the odds for me and my brother?
Slee and I are what were we 6-1 now?
6-1.
We 6-1 to win?
No, to be the team that goes the furthest among the station
teams. Oh, okay,
teams.
Got it.
Yeah.
6-1. So you guys have to ask about your odds.
Yeah,
but there should be some sort of prop on whether or not you twist your ankle.
My brother says he's a monster. He says you only have to cover a quarter of the court.
Okay, May, so
I can handle
that. 25% is vulnerable.
I can handle that. The ball's coming to me. I can tell you that.
Yesterday, show ended.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of a routine now. I go play pickup pickleball.
Okay.
Okay?
Pickleball? Yeah. No, you do not.
Yeah, no,
you do
really not. Yesterday, I went and played pickup pickleball.
Okay.
And when I was playing pickup pickleball, what you said about your brother getting 70, basically taking care of 75, it's possible. So that all he has to do is once he gets up towards the kitchen, kind of gets towards the center of the net, kind of takes over everything
right
there.
Yeah, I mean, he's everything
it's
everywhere
like in Bad
all
News
at once.
Bears when Kelly Leak runs down every fly ball. That's going to be Mace's brother.
Yeah, it's him.
It should be.
There's a very good chance you'll be able to go to the beer garden, grab a beer, come back, and your brother only gained 4 points
Correct.
In that.
He will advance. What do you got, Trev?
Here is the scouting report and the odds for the Fighting TTs, according to Beto.
The Fighting TTs.
Mason would be higher because of the talented Brian, but after seeing Mason take a spill during training, risk of injury is a big factor.
It is a big factor.
So,
what does he have? What are the odds?
16-1
See, oh, God, that's
15-1
Boy, I will bet on us.
You're going to take your
I will bet
place
on
action?
Us.
It's like the golfers when they go over to the UK. They can put down action on themselves. Yeah,
are they really allowed to?
Yeah.
They call that punting over there.
Is it true?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah,
betting
is called punting.
Is it true that Beto gave him and Laura 75-1 odds?
You'll have to. Chris
that
has
might
the,
be the number.
Yeah, I believe
yeah, I think I thought
okay,
I heard that
he
earlier,
is
too.
Absolutely sandbagging that. He is going through a fence, he is going to be laying down some action on himself.
Beer in one hand, paddle in the other.
Yes, I can promise you.
Beto's athletic.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
And
Beto, he won our softball game.
He's in the world of boxing, which means he understands corruption and gambling in sports.
Right.
Beto
right.
is absolutely putting down money on himself.
He's got Bob Arum or somebody booking all this
stuff. Oh, there's a bag man out there somewhere with Beto's cash on himself. Guaranteed.
Beto's cashing in.
Yeah, why not?
He's
going
to cash in on this.
Why not? Are you going to try to get another training session in before Saturday?
Tomorrow, my brother flies in tomorrow afternoon. We're going to try to play tomorrow night if there's no rain.
What about you, AK?
I would like to. The problem is between Laker games and all the rain, it's been really hard to get back out again.
I'm just saving up all my ammo for the Saturday afternoon. So
he said DeMarco went too hard, and he's got
DeMarco's got a bad back.
I hear he's got a back injury.
He's got a bad back. So team, what is it? Soul Brothers of Doom.
Yeah.
Maybe their odds are maybe a little inflated.
Soul Brothers of Doom.
He and Kirk are the Soul Brothers of Doom, but one of the brothers is got a back injury.
Mace, you got to pick the best team for ESPN LA. Whoever is not on part of ESPN LA, they're going to be good. If you're signing up for
everybody
a pickleball,
else. Like
they're going to be good.
I heard Ron Mitchell and Richard Walsh mentioned. They are going to be...
They will be good.
They will be great. Apparently, Walsh plays every day.
Not surprised.
Mitchell plays all weekend long.
They're the pick.
It was Kirk and DeMarco for a while now.
Knowing that Ron and Richard both play regularly...
Yes, regularly.
They'll win that.
Does JB and Sandoval, does that count as a station team?
Yes.
Yeah, because it's JB.
My money's on them.
Yeah.
Kurt is serious about this from what I've heard.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Doesn't Kurt have like a pretty extensive tennis background on top of it?
Does he? And he should be disqualified.
He doesn't have a background in running down home runs in the
softball
game.
No, he does not.
That
he
was
does
our
not.
Team's win.
Exactly.
Super Crosstalks, powered by In-N-Out Burger. That's what a hamburger is all about. Mason and Ireland coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow.